When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't forget to follow 7Lamb on Facebook at facebook.com/7LambPodcasts and on Instagram and Twitter at 7LambPodcasts. Seven Lamb Productions presents Kenneth Heights Stories. Barry Goes to Washington. Part 1.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What a glorious morning. Today was the start of a new life. I needed it. I needed a change. It's been 3 months since I've been fired from Captain Kitten's litters. I was a front desk clerk. I was fired because of a man named James Locke. He always got me fired from jobs I loved. First, I was a translator. Then, I was a nurse. Then, Captain Kitten's. I could have stayed pissed off at that damn Locke, but I decided to keep an upbeat mentality and stay focused on me and my goals. And I did, and it did help. Last month, I actually met a girl at the Two Justice coffee shop. She was beautiful, and I knew I had to make a move. So, I just went right up to her and asked her out. And now, we're official. I also went out and got a job as an accountant. This was the start of a new life. After my morning jog, I needed to stay fit. I jumped in the shower. I was meeting up with Casey later tonight. That's her name, Casey. My girlfriend. The smart, funny, beautiful one. I was in such a good mood. Nothing was going to change that. I skipped down the street, humming Daydream by the Loving Spoonful. What a day for a daydream. I headed to the corner restaurant. They served an amazing breakfast. Casey was waiting there for me with her 8-year-old boy. He was the greatest kid. On my way, I passed the homeless man.
Spare some change, mister.
Oh, of course. I gave the man $100 bill. His eyes widened with surprise.
Sir?
Hey, come here for a second. We sat on the curb, and I put my arm over the homeless man's shoulder. What's your name, pal?
I can't remember. It's been so long, most people just call me Gross Man or Piece of Shit.
Well, I'm going to call you Arnold, after my favorite governor slash robot movie star.
I love the name.
Keep it. It's yours, along with the $100 bill. I know right now you're down on your luck, but things will pick up at some point. I've been in a similar situation. When I was living on the streets, people used to call me Disgusting Face and Smells Like Ass Man. People can be cruel. An image of James Locke popped up in my head. He gave me the finger. But remember, you have the power to change that.
What's your name?
Barry.
Ah, just like my favorite governor and robot movie star.
Really?
Barry Hess is governor of Arizona.
Who's the movie star, though?
Barry Pepper.
What robot movie was he in?
Battlefield Earth.
Were there robots in that movie?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I don't think anybody did. Well, I best be off. Take it easy, kind sir. And make sure to spend that money on something you need.
I'll probably just blow it on cigarettes and booze.
Whatever. A woman stopped me before I entered the restaurant. She was taking donations for breast cancer. I donated $100 and then I headed inside. Casey was sitting at the corner booth with her son, Mitch. I strolled over to them. Hello there.
He's here.
Hey there, Mitchie.
Hi, Mr. Barry.
Why the glum look, champ?
We received some bad news today.
Oh?
Yes, it's awful. Camp Ubicharasa, where Mitch and his friends spend many of their weekends, is being shut down.
What? That's horrible. Were there a bunch of crazy murderers there or something?
No, some senator in D.C. says the land is to be used for the construction of a dam. Apparently, some wealthy landowner owns the rights to the area. There goes the only National Boys Camp in all of Illinois.
I know. I stayed at Camp Ubicharasa many times as a youngster. I went fishing there, flew kites there, hiked up the mountain trails there, built fires out of leaves and torn clothing there. I once even had a weird encounter with a deer.
Why was it a weird encounter?
I'd rather not say.
Me and the Rodney boys built a fort there the other day. It was the best fort ever.
Well, I don't know about that. The best fort ever is probably Fort Myers. Although I had a weird encounter there with a deer, too.
I think he means the best fort him and his friends ever built.
Huh. Okay, that I can believe.
This sucks.
Mitchie, watch your language.
Sorry, Mom.
Mitchie's right, though. That's the pit. Did you try writing a letter to the senator, or...?
I did, and I had Mitch do the same. I thought if the senator read Mitch's letter, maybe they wouldn't go through with the construction, or at least postpone it. But nothing happened. Then I went down to City Hall. I talked to the governor in person. He was a jerk, too. All he cares about is his money. They're still going to go through with the construction. What is it, Barry?
Too many times I stood around and did nothing, but not anymore. Not the new Barry. Do you know what I'm gonna do?
I have no idea.
Mitch, I'm gonna make sure they don't tear down that camp. You and your friends are gonna be able to fish, hike, and burn clothes there for years to come.
But Barry, I already told you. I talked to the governor, I wrote a letter to the senator. There's nothing that can be done.
Sure there is. I'm heading to Washington. After breakfast, I quickly headed home. I packed my bags. I wore my best suit. I booked the flight. I would stop Camp You Bet Your Ass from being torn down. Too much money. Too much corporate greed. This is what's ruining the country. I would fix it. Right here, right now. It's like my father once said...
The hell's going on in here, Robert, writer of Atlas Avenue Beat? Why are you recording Justin, voice of Barry?
Hey, Jack. Justin and I were just recording lines for Barry's new short story.
What new short story?
You know how we had an Edith three-part side story? We're doing the same for Barry.
Say what?
We're doing a three-part series for Barry.
It's gonna be great.
Shut the fuck up, Justin.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Seriously, shut up.
Is there a problem?
Why wasn't I told about this? Maybe you forgot, Robert, but I'm the fucking star. James Locke is the hero of Atlas Avenue Beat of Kenneth Heights.
It's just a side story.
You know what, Justin? I don't need this shit right now. Why don't you get the hell out of here?
What?
Leave, Justin. We're not doing a fucking Barry side story. Barry's one piece of shit character. No one likes him.
I think it's just you who doesn't like him.
Oh, really? It's just me? Robert writes the fucking scripts. Do you like the character Barry? Do you, Robert?
I mean, not particularly, but...
Exactly. Pack your shit, Justin, and get out of here. There's not going to be a Barry short story. People fucking hate Barry.
You're the only one who hates Barry.
Actually, I kind of hate Barry, too. I mean, I write the scripts just to bash that character.
See? Leave, Justin!
Yeah, man. You know what? Get the hell out of the studio.
But...
Just get the hell out of here!
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Fuck Barry!
This is ridiculous!
Bye. Whew. Good. What were you thinking, Robert?
I don't know, Jack. Sorry about that. I was just trying something different.
How about we just focus on the star now? Mwah. That means me in French.
Right.
And let's just concentrate on season two. I mean, people want to listen to me being James Locke. People want to listen to raw talent. They want to listen to greatness. I'm greatness, Robert. I'm greatness!
I know.
No more Barry short stories. I'm fucking serious.
Okay.
I don't even want Barry to show up in season two.
All right.
I'm not even fond of Justin at this point.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now that that's over with, let me just put on these headphones, move onto the mic. There we go.
Hey guys, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I know this is titled Barry Parts 1 through 3, but there's not going to be a Part 2 or 3 of this spoof of Smith Goes to Washington. Instead, I'm here to tell you that Season 2 of Atlas Avenue Beat, starring the best podcast actor this side of the Mississippi, will be out quite soon.
Very true.
Robert, the star is talking.
Sorry.
But that's right. Season 2 will begin its release in no time. So prepare yourself for more Locke. Last we heard, he got shot. Oh no, is he dead? What happened to Angela, Edith, Paul, and Arthur? You'll know soon enough.
Hey guys, I think I left my car keys.
Get the hell out of here, Justin!
Ow!
Get out!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.